Harper Audio presents Lady Killer by Lisa Scottolini, performed by Kate Burton. Copyright 2008 by Lisa Scottolini. Production copyright 2008 by HarperCollins Publishers. Mary D'Annunzio sat across from the old men, deciding which one to shoot first. Her father, Matty D'Annunzio, was the natural choice because he was the most stubborn. But his three friends were tied for second. They sat next to him at the conference table, a trinity of Tonys. Pigeon Tony Lucia, Tony from down the block La Monaco, and Tony Two Feet Pensiera, who was called Feet, making him the only man in South Philly whose nickname had a nickname.
Pop, wait, think about this, Mary said, hiding her exasperation. You don't want to sue anybody. Not really.
She met her father's milky brown eyes, magnified by his bifocals, as he sat behind an open box of aromatic pinoli nut cookies. Her mother wouldn't have let him visit her, even at work, without bringing saturated fats.
Yes, we do, honey. The club took a vote. We want to sue. It's about honor.
Honor?
Mary tried not to raise her voice. She loved him, but she was wondering when he'd lost his mind.
You want to sue over your honor?
No, over Dean's honor.
You mean Dean Martin?
Yeah, he was a great singer, and a great man.
Plus a great golfer, said Tony from down the block.
Great golfer, repeated Feet,
and Bernice disrespected him, in public.
But Dean wasn't there,
Mary stopped just short of saying, he's dead. Or, are you insane too? Tony from down the block nodded.
Dean Martin wasn't his real name, you know. It was Dino Crocetti.